It's been several years since the U.S. housing market collapsed, and yet that collapse continues to shape many aspects of economic life. Take, for instance, the share of mortgage lending to minority borrowers. According to recently released federal data, the share of lending to minority borrowers fell to at least a 14-year low last year. Specifically, the share of mortgage lending to African Americans for home purchases slipped to 4.8% in 2013, down from 5.1% in 2012, according to data collected under the Home Mortgage Disclosure Act. African Americans represent 13% of U.S. population. As reported in Bloomberg, the share of mortgages allocated to African Americans reached a high of 8.7% in 2006, just before the housing market tumbled. Hispanics, who make up about 17% of the U.S. population, saw their mortgage share slip to 7.3% in 2013, down from a high approaching 12% in 2006. By contrast, whites, whose proportion of the population is falling, are collectively experiencing an increase in mortgage share, last year rising above 70%. Minorities tend to have lower savings and credit scores than whites and have accordingly been hit hardest during a time when lenders tend to be providing mortgages only the strongest borrowers. For WYPR, I'm Aniban Basu.